This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey folks, it's Monday the 9th of August, just after 12:06 here in the studio. My name is Rich Bradbury and this is Enterprise Biz Bites. Joined in the studio today by
Arvini Braj
and Christine Wong.
We're going to be with you for a while today. We've got a bunch of things to talk through and a question for you, of course. The question is, how else would you like to see restrictions eased for the fully vaccinated? You can vote over on Twitter and on Instagram, and you can get us on WhatsApp 0187-89-8899. Why are we asking this question, Chris?
It's because we're going to be talking a little bit about the relaxation of restrictions for fully vaccinated people that are happening in Malaysia, and also a little bit of an idea of what freedom might look like as exemplified by New York City.
Eventually. When that might happen.
We're not there yet.
We're not quite there yet. No, Arv, what are you talking about today?
Speaking about things that are open, bookstores have been open since mid-July, but does it change their business, in terms of business for them?
And then we're looking at how some workers out there need a little bit more than a single handout. Taxi drivers, something we've not really spoken about much here on Enterprise Biz Bites. We've spoken about small business vendors. We've spoken about delivery drivers, but we haven't really spoken much about taxi drivers, actually. I don't remember speaking about it at all, in fact, I don't think. Right, but we are talking about them today. That's all coming up on the show. Again, if you want to get in touch, 0187-89-8899 is the WhatsApp number, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Get voting over on Twitter. We've got a bunch of votes already, but feel free to chime in. Chris?
Yes. So business groups in Malaysia are saying that relaxation in restrictions for fully vaccinated individuals under phase two of the National Recovery Plan will help economic recovery. So SME Association of Malaysia President Datuk Michael Kang said that as tourism within the same state is allowed under phase two, the spillover effects such as dine-ins and domestic travel for states would benefit the local economy. He said it will also be a good breather for people who have been cooped up indoors for so long. Although no interstate travel is allowed, a person in Perak can still go for a short getaway in Taiping. This is good for people's mental health. He added that awareness on the need to follow SOPs at all times must be observed, even for the fully vaccinated. He says, we must recognize this as a new norm and know how to coexist with the virus, and added that he looked forward to the announcement of the relaxation of restrictions for the economic sector. If some states can already open up internally, there will be good news for the business sectors too. He also urged all employers to send their workers for vaccination. Associated Chinese Chambers of Commerce and Industry of Malaysia Treasurer General Kung Lin Lung said the relaxation would benefit some small businesses, which now had to do more policing to control its access to only those who are fully vaccinated. He said it can be challenging for businesses to control and monitor who they allow entry to. Businesses may have to change the way they operate in accordance with the current conditions. He also warned that while it was good to gradually open up, there should be a clear list of what was allowed and not allowed in order to not confuse the people and enforcers. ACCCIM President Dato Lo Kien Chuan also called for all non-essential sectors in phases 1 and 2 in those states to operate with a manpower capacity of at least 50%, subject to strict SOPs. He said if fully vaccinated, people can be allowed to even dine in. Consideration can then be given to allow non-essential sectors to operate. Meanwhile, just to get an idea of what maybe fully vaccinated freedom could look like, we're looking at New York City, which will become the first U.S. city to require proof of at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine for a variety of activities for workers and customers, such as indoor dining, gyms, and even performances. The program, similar to mandates issued in France and Italy last month, will start on August 16th. And after a transition period, enforcement will begin on September 13th, when schools are expected to reopen and more workers could return to offices in Manhattan. Mayor Bill de Blasio has been moving aggressively to get more New Yorkers vaccinated to curtail a third wave of coronavirus cases amidst concern about the spread of the Delta variant. He's also requiring city workers to get vaccinated or to face weekly testing. And he's offered a $100 incentive for the public. He said, if you want to participate in our society fully, you've got to get vaccinated. It's time. This is going to be a requirement. The only way to patronize these establishments is if you are vaccinated at least one dose. The same for folks in terms of work. They will need at least one dose. He also stopped short of reinstating an indoor mask mandate, even as large urban areas, including Los Angeles County, San Francisco and Washington, and at least one state have done so. He said he wanted to focus on increasing vaccination rates and was concerned that requiring everyone to wear a mask would remove an incentive for those who are considering getting vaccinated now. This new program is dubbed the Key to NYC Pass, and it's not a document, it's just the strategy of requiring this proof of vaccination for workers and customers. So to enter any indoor venues, patrons must use the city's new app or the state's Excelsior app or a paper card to show proof of vaccination. The mayor did not say how the city will handle vaccinations like AstraZeneca or Sinovac that may be common amongst international tourists like us someday. Children younger than age 12 will not be excluded from venues because they are not eligible to be vaccinated, but the details of those plans remain to be worked out. The mayor said we have to figure out how to do things in a safe manner. The city will issue a health commissioner's order and a mayoral executive order to put the vaccine mandate in place. The 6 weeks before enforcement will be spent educating businesses, doing outreach. The city's also consulted with the U.S. Department of Justice and got a very clear message that it was legal to move forward with these mandates, even without full FDA approval. Only people fully vaccinated in the state of New York can get that Excelsior pass, which confirms vaccination against city and state records. Everyone, however, can use the city's new app, which is called NYC COVID Safe, because it's just a digital photo album that stores a picture that a person takes of their own vaccination card, doesn't double-check it against any registry. A paper card from the CDC is always accepted as well.
Excelsior, huh?
Yeah,
it's a nice
I love
name.
That.
It is,
nice
it is a good name.
If they didn't specifically do that as a Stanley tribute, I still love it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, a lot of this feels like a fever dream to me. I have a friend who's actually currently in New York right now, and I was talking to her over the weekend, and I was asking her, you know, what's it like to be in a state where you don't have to wear masks anymore?
Yeah.
What does that feel like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're allowed to go out to do things and... You know, it's a nice reminder that we can at some point, you know, this is the goal for
it's
us,
achievable.
Right?
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
achievable.
It's
achievable.
Yeah.
How did it make you feel reading, hearing about this art?
Jealous.
Yeah.
But also, like you said, it's a fever dream because we've been there. So that's the worst part. It's kind of it's a loopy time warp sort of a situation because we were in that situation. And then we were able to go out and dine in and have some amount of freedom. And then now we're back here in a similar situation to what they were in a year ago.
Yeah.
So it's just weird.
And little things as well, like we're picking up on news as well that we saw yesterday, I think it was, CNN were firing some of their staff because they refused, because they were unvaccinated.
Yeah, three employees.
And then last week or the week before we spoke about it and a whole bunch of people were talking about how, you know, capitalism is now ruling our lives and telling us what we can and cannot do and where we can and cannot go. I don't think that's really changed all that much. It's just become a bit more obvious, hasn't it? But looking at New York and... Like you say, Chris, just seeing these people coming down really hard, saying, look, if you want these freedoms, if you want to do these things, these are the things that you're going to have to do now moving forward.
Yeah.
And as much as we might not agree with it, that's just how things are now.
And fact of the matter is, as well, we have to start looking at this pandemic as something that's going to be in our lives for a long period of time. And we can't, I mean, on the one hand, as always, I'm very paranoid and very cautious about doing anything in general, basically. But at the same time, you know, relaxing restrictions had to happen at some point. And, you know, we'll obviously get more into that with Arvin's story, with book access, for example. But, you know, I think that as long as we're careful about it and as long as we're aware, we do have to move forward at some point.
Yeah, we do. I mean, me and Chris were just, whilst you were busy getting something from the office, me and Chris were just watching a plane just fly by, and the two of us were like, oh, that's what an aeroplane looks like. And
I know.
I remember those days, and, you know, sitting and looking out of a window saying, oh, you know. But yeah, I mean, we've got to move to, and as much as we are scared about moving forward, and there obviously is a lot of fear about moving forward, because... It irritates me that some people just don't follow SOPs.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's
I think that's my main concern.
Yeah.
Looking at, even just over the weekend, seeing it, you know, happening in my local neighborhood. After almost 2 years, people still not following SOPs and then wondering why numbers are like they are.
Yeah.
It's obvious, you know, just follow the SOPs.
Hypothetical question. If our cases were the same, like what they are now, you know, averaging about 15 to 18 every day, and they eased restrictions and they said that you have to be fully vaccinated and the place that you're going to is also every staff is fully vaccinated and, you know, they have the certificates and stuff. Would you dine in?
No.
No.
With the numbers like this, you wouldn't dine in?
No. No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Interesting.
But that's a personal thing. I know a lot of people who would.
Yeah.
I know for a fact.
We're all kind of scaredy cats in this room, honestly, I think.
But that's just us. Anyway, let us know what you think, folks, and let us know how you think by voting over on Twitter. Get us over there. We do have a poll at BFM Radio as well. You'll find it also over on Instagram if you're following us there. But get in touch via WhatsApp too, 018-789-8899. When we come back, we'll be talking about bookstores, how they're open, but does it change their business? And we'll be hearing... Who did you manage to get hold of to speak about?
We're going to get in touch with Andrew Yap, who's the Managing Director of Book Access.
That's all coming up after the break. To take us there, Jimmy Eat World with Sweetness here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.